Roll, please.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, De Leon, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leva, Liu, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrill, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wolk.
Secretary notices an absence of a quorum. Members, please come to the Senate floor.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, De Leon, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leva, Liu, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Rell, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Papley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wolk.
Secretary notes that there's a lack of a quorum. Members, please come to the Senate floor. A quorum is present. Will the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman. After which, please remain standing and we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Glazer.
Let us recall that we are in God's presence as we pray. Abraham Joshua Heschel said, "Prayer cannot bring water to parched fields, or mend a broken bridge, or rebuild a ruined city. But prayer can water an arid soul, mend a broken heart, and rebuild a weakened will." Gracious and loving God, who sees deeply into our souls and hearts and wills, we trust in your desire to refresh the dryness of our souls with the moist breath of your Spirit. Our hearts are broken by so many circumstances in our lives. Heal us with the tenderness of your mercy. And strengthen our wills to find creative solutions to the many problems confronting us daily, as we live with awe and wonder at the inconceivable surprise of living. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Yes. Members, I would like to remind you that there will be no photos taken at the back of the chambers and in the gallery. So we have our official photographer, and we can get pictures with her talent. Thank you.
Mr. President, as chair of the California Legislature.
Under privileges of the floor?
Yes.
For what purpose please. Do you rise?
Privileges of the floor, Mr. President.
Great. Granted.
Thank you.
Please.
Mr. President, as chair of the California Legislative Black Caucus, I am pleased to add a little Hollywood sparkle to this year's Black History Month's event by welcoming and presenting an actor, a civil rights activist, and one of the funniest men in show business, that is Mr. Kevin Hart. Mr. Hart was born and raised in North Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, raised by a single mother like myself, with an older brother. Kevin Hart is truly an example of perseverance. As a young man, he used his natural ability to make people laugh as a coping mechanism to deal with family struggles and to stay out of trouble. After attending community college, he was a shoe salesman and performed in various comedy clubs throughout Philadelphia before moving to Los Angeles and becoming the film star we all know him today. Members, I am pleased to stand before you today to recognize the many professional and civic contributions Mr. Hart has made to our state and our nation. He is to be commended for his professional accomplishments, his civic engagement, his commitment to social justice, including a recent donation of $50,000 to historically black colleges and universities around the country, have donated over 250,000 computers to folks in Philadelphia. Mr. Hart has a reputation of being one of the hardest working men in Hollywood and an example of the successes that are possible with hard work and dedication. Senators, please join me in welcoming Mr. Kevin Hart to California's Senate.
Welcome, Mr. Hart.
Do I have permission?
Mr. President, without objection, may I allow Mr. Hart to have comments?
Members, is there any objection? Seeing none, please proceed.
See how I knew to ask that question. You know, guys, I do not take moments like this for granted. First and foremost, this is an amazing day. But I want to say that what you guys do and what I've learned today of meeting so many of the senators and other peoples of high prestige, you guys do an amazing job within the communities and within servicing the people of this state. And I just want to applaud you guys for doing so much. And I can only continue to do what I do to hopefully make your jobs easier. And I think today was the first step and a step of many. You know, I don't plan on going anywhere. I'm going to be around for a long time. So it's my job to bring people closer together. And that's people of all races, shapes, and sizes. That's what I stand for. And that's what I will continue to work hard to do. But thank you in giving me a day. This is unbelievable. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Kevin Hart.
This is Mr. President. So we have recognized this day as Kevin Hart Day in California, the California State Senate and Assembly. Let's give him another round of applause.
All right, members, without objection, Senator Huff will present on file item 53, Senate Resolution 58, on behalf of Senator Cannella. Senator Huff, Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 58 by Senator Cannella relative to Engineers Week.
Thank you, Mr. President. Huff. Thank you, Mr. President, members. I rise today to present Senate Resolution 58 on behalf of Senator Cannella, which celebrates National Engineers Week from February 21st to 28th. As a civil engineer, Senator Cannella is proud of the achievements engineers have made throughout history. This year, Engineers Week is celebrating its 65th anniversary with the theme, Engineers Make a World of Difference. During the week, students in elementary and high schools throughout the state and around the country will be introduced to many facets of the engineering profession through special education programs. Engineers demonstrate the values of curiosity, passion, and dedication, answering complex problems in the most innovative of ways. We must remain vigilant in educating future generations of engineers in order to keep California at the cutting edge of leading industries through the 21st century. With that, I respectfully ask for your support of SR 58.
Great. Thank you, Senator Huff. I believe there were going to be some comments also by Senator Hill.
Later. Introductions.
Oh, under introductions. Okay. Members, any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Aye. Block. Aye. Cannella. De Leon. Aye. Fuller. Aye. Gaines. Aye. Galgioni. Glazer. Aye. Hall. Hancock. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Huff.
Aye.
Aye. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Aye. Leno. Aye. Leba. Aye. Lou. Aye. McGuire. Aye Mendoza. Aye Mitchell. Monning. Aye Morlock. Aye Morrell. Aye Wynn. Aye Nilsson. Aye Pan. Aye Pavley. Aye Roth. Aye Runner. Stone. Aye Vidak. Wykowski. Aye Wolk. Wolk aye.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Canella. Joni. Aye. Hall. Mitchell. Runner. Vidak.
Ayes 35, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Senator Huff.
Mr. President, I also have with me today as guest of Senator Canella, leaders in the engineering profession, and each here representing a different statewide engineering organization. We have Cameron Knutson, Corporate Treasurer for Professional Engineers in California Government. Raise your hand or something, so I know you are. There you go. Mike Cooper, Vice President of the American Council of Engineering Companies, California.
Welcome.
Ryan Kirsting, immediate past president of the Structural Engineers Association of California.
Welcome.
And Kwame Agari, regional governor of the American Society of Civil Engineers.
Welcome. All right. Wonderful. Senator Hill.
Thank you, Mr. President. And in order to, and just in excitement to celebrate National Engineers Week, we're fortunate to have two engineers from Silicon Valley that I would like to introduce. So, Mr. President, I'm delighted to introduce Ms. Elise Engelhardt, president of the Silicon Valley
Welcome.
Engineering Council, and Mr. Metin Ozan, treasurer of the council. Ms. Engelhardt is a mechanical engineer. She has a passion for making educational and networking opportunities available for working engineers. And Mr. Ozan has a PhD in applied mechanics and is a fellow of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers. He has been actively involved in the advancement of the study and practice of computer-aided engineering. Thank you, Mr. President.
Right. Welcome to the Senate.
Welcoming.
Right. Wonderful. Senator Pan.
Okay. All right.
Under
thank you.
Under privileges of the floor. Right.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President, Senators. With Senator Block, it is certainly my honor to welcome to the floor Rabbi Ruvain Taft to celebrate and recognize his 20 years of service with the Mosaic Law Congregation. I'd also like to welcome Rabbi Taft's wife, Judy Taft, David Warren, and Catherine Warren here on the floor as well as Rabbi Taft's family and friends up in the gallery. In Rabbi Taft's 20 years of service, he has made major contributions, not only to the local communities, but also to the state and our nation. In recognition of some of his accomplishments, Rabbi Taft was honored by President George W. Bush to preside over and conduct the first annual White House Hanukkah celebration with the Vice President and their families. Additionally, in 2003, Rabbi Taft was honored by the State of Israel in recognition of his exemplary leadership and wavering support of the State of Israel and Israel bonds. When Rabbi Taft isn't pursuing his passion for teaching or working to improve our communities, he's a devoted Sacramento Kings fan. I'm proud to celebrate his 20 years of accomplishments. We look forward to his continued leadership, both here in the Sacramento community, in our state, and around the world. Please join me in honoring Rabbi Taft. Thank you.
Welcome, Rabbi Taft. Senator Monning, for what purpose do you rise?
On privileges of the floor. Mr. President, we have some constituents here today from Santa Cruz, from the Kirby School. led by instructor Kevin Campbell. I just ask members, if you could stand and just wave your hands. Step up. Just wave.
Great.
Thank you. Please welcome
to the Kirby School.
Students from Kirby School.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Senator Anderson. From the desk of the pro tem.
Senators, I have one of the most important constituents, one that lives in my house, my daughter Maura, here with me today, and her friend Jimmy Gardner from North Dakota. If you'd all come over and say hello to her, I'd love to introduce you. I'm very proud to work with you all, and most importantly, I'm proud of my daughter. Thank you.
Welcome, Maura. Senator Bates, for what purpose do you rise?
I do need, Mr. President, to present file item 60 under Assembly third reading. I don't know if this is an appropriate time.
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Senate third reading. Great, thank you. Members, we're now going to move to messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the Assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Any members have their mics up? Senator Allen.
I just wanted to make a very brief introduction. We've got an extraordinary leader here in the back, Dixon Slingerland, who is under
privileges of the floor.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. President. Dixon is the executive director of the Youth Policy Institute and has served as the director there since 1996 and has grown the organization to now a $57 million budget. They have more than 1,600 staff serving over 100,000 youth all around the LA area. His organization is the only organization in the nation that's been awarded all three White House signature neighborhood revitalization initiatives, Promise Neighborhoods, Choice Neighborhoods, and the Byrne Criminal Justice Innovation. He's got this extraordinary Promise Zone in the Hollywood area that kind of straddles my district and Kevin DeLeon's district. And he's a great leader for youth, great leader for social change and social innovation in Los Angeles, and is a shining light for the rest of the country. And I just wanted to recognize Dixon Slingerland here today.
Congratulations. Welcome to the Senate. Members, we're going to try to get off the Senate floor by 2:45. Any other motions, resolutions, or notices? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to consideration of the daily file, governor's appointments, file item 43. Senator De Leon. Senator De Leon.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, file item number 43. We have Peter Taylor before us, trustee of the CSU system in Angelino. He is a man who's very passionate that our students get the best educational opportunities possible. His background in finance helps to inform his decision-making. He has a goal of improving CSU graduation rates as well as providing access for more students to attend CSU. I know that our colleague here from Orinda had the opportunity to serve with him together, both members, trustees, and had personal knowledge and experience of dealing with him. And I think perhaps he'll give us a little insight of that that connection. This is, colleagues, so that you know, this is a measure that resolution that requires two-thirds votes. So this is a bipartisan decision as we move forward to reappoint Mr. Taylor once again as a trustee of the CSU system.
Great. Thank you, Senator De Leon. Senator Glazer.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. I'm thrilled to rise today to support the Rules Committee's unanimous recommendation of Mr. Taylor. I had the opportunity to serve with him for a little bit before I was elected to the Senate as a member of the Board of Trustees. And I've also had the opportunity through his 30 years of work in the private sector, public sector. He worked here in the building for a number of years to get to know Mr. Taylor. And he's really an outstanding appointment by the governor because he brings a unique perspective of the work that we do here in the legislature, a sensitivity that comes from working in the business world, a passion for the mission of the state universities of affordable, accessible higher education. He's done some amazing things in his life, whether it's being the executive director of CORO, and I know there's a lot of folks here who work with CORO even to this day. He's been on the board of the J. Getty Trust, the James Irvine Foundation, and a wonderful life of service that will culminate in hopefully our approval and his service as a member of this important board of trustees that we have here at our state university. So I rise to support the Rules Committee and encourage an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Glaser. Any further debate or discussion? Seeing none, Senator De Leon, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. No. Bates. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Aye. Block. Aye. Cannella. De Leon. Aye. Fuller. Aye. Gaines. Galgioni. Aye. Glaser. Aye. Hall. Aye. Hancock. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Wesso. Aye. Huff. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Aye. Leno. Aye. Leba. Aye. Liu. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Wynn. Nilsson. Aye. Pan. Aye. Pavley. Aye. Roth. Runner. Aye. Stone. No. Vidak. Wykowski. Aye. Wolk. Wolk, aye.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Bates. Cannella. Gaines. Monning. Aye. Morrell. No. Wynn. Roth. Aye. Vidak.
Ayes 32, noes 3. The appointment is confirmed. Members will now move to Senate third reading, file item 48. Senator Bell, are you prepared to bring this item forward? Pass on file. All right, file item 49, Senator Leva. Pass on file. File item 50, Senator Wen. Pass on file. File item 51, Senator Lara. Pass on file. File item 52, Senator Nielsen. Pass on file. Okay, returning to motions and resolutions. Members, are there any adjourned memories? Senator Bates?
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I rise to adjourn in memory of Bert R. Norred. Bert passed away on January 10th at 94 years of age. At 14, he was stricken with a staph infection and was told that he would never walk again. However, Bert persevered and continued to walk until his passing. After college, he worked for the Ernst & Ernst accounting firm before moving to Tulsa, where he worked for BW Veteran Company. This opportunity led him to California, where he opened the company's Beverly Hills office. There he met his future wife, Bea McDaniel, and they would be married for 58 years. He and his family lived in Monarch Bay in the 36th Senate District for 35 years. He volunteered and donated to the Los Angeles Shriners Hospital for Children. He also sponsored Little League teams, Junior All-American Football, YMCA, and many other nonprofit organizations over the years, a true community supporter. He was known as a remarkable and generous man who embraced all those who met him. It's no surprise that those who knew him called him Uncle Bert. He is survived by his wife, Bea, 3 children, 4 grandchildren, and I ask that we adjourn in Bert's honor and his memory today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Our thoughts and prayers go to Bert Norred family. Thank you. Senator Huff.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise today to adjourn in memory of Beverly Jean Margette, wife to our former colleague, Senator Bob Margette. Beverly was born September 26, 1926, and passed on Thursday, February 18th, with Senator Margette by her side. Bob and Bev were married for 65 years and knew each other for 75 years as they grew up together in their neighborhood and met at the local bus stop. However, they didn't start dating until their college years. Senator Margette never hesitates to point out that she was 2 years older than him. She married Senator Margette in 1951. They have 7 children together, 6 sons and 1 daughter, 11 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. A great accomplishment of one's life all on its own, but she didn't stop there. When Bev graduated high school, the war was ending and she became a provisional teacher. She lived a full and active life in addition to raising 7 children. She was president of Dana High School PTA, team mother for many of their children's sports, president of the Arcadia Republican Women's Club, president of the Assistance League of Arcadia, volunteer docent at the LA County Zoo, which is probably why she did so well with politics. Bev was an avid reader, loved the theater and tennis, and according to her husband, she was a gourmet cook like no other. Please join me in keeping Senator Margette and his family in your thoughts and prayers as we adjourn in memory. Beverly will be greatly missed.
Thank you, Senator Huff, and our thoughts and prayers go to the Margette family. And Senator Fuller.
Purposes of announcement.
Absolutely.
The Republican caucus will meet off the floor upon adjournment, but before the 3:15 meeting of the Health Conference Committee. Thank you.
Great. Thank
In
you.
In the Cox Senator. Lounge.
Wonderful. Committee announcements, Senator Hernandez.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, conference committee will meet today at 3:15 in the committee room where we normally meet at Health, 4203. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. If there's no other business, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear.
Oh, trust me. I'll talk to you about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, have a productive next few days in committees. I know that Dr. Ed Hernandez has the joint conference committee today at 3:15, and we're looking forward to everyone's participation with that. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m.
Great. The Senate will be in recess. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Great.